Those things play a part in purifying ourselves, in preparing ourselves. You think of the 10 bridegrooms, and as they're waiting for, pardon me, the 10 brides, the 10 virgins, as they're waiting for the bridegroom to come, five of them were prepared and five of them weren't. Preparing ourselves is not going to be easy, but 1 John 3:3 tells us it's a must. It says, and everyone who thus hopes in him, that's Christ Jesus, purifies himself as Jesus is pure. The call is a must. We must long and seek to do that. And it's not easy. Can you imagine the princess in that time where she's told to forget everything she's ever known, everything she's ever grown up with? Walter Chancery puts it this way. He says, it is painful to leave behind mother and father, son and daughter. We are attached to the beauties and friendships of this world, but forget them all. The King will more than make up for them all. Someday you'll look back upon the parting with temporal things and think your hesitation silly or ill-founded. When you sit in the ivory palace, arrayed in gold at the right hand of the eternal King, you will wonder what you saw in those former things. You will never regret it. Carry through with your perseverance, for the King must be your one and only love henceforth or forevermore. Finally, just as the princess is called to forget her heritage, she's called to now honor and bow to her new king. She's pointed to the future. And we can look forward to our king's return. We can look forward to the riches that will be lavished upon us. And they won't compare to what we've left behind. They won't compare to what we are giving up here. Whatever it may be, it's nothing to the riches that are to come. And we can hope in our Christ's return because of this word. That's how we know he has betrothed himself to us. That's how we know that as we are preparing, our bridegroom will come. He will come to get us. And I end with this thought. As we come to church, see the foreshadow of the great wedding day to come, the day when we will see our bridegroom. When we come to the table, see the great foretaste of the wedding banquet to come, when we will sit next to our Savior. And as we wait now, prepare, as 1 John 3:3 tells us, and as Philippians 2, 12 and 13 tell us. I'll end with reading that. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Let's close in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are a glorious and beautiful King. And I pray that each day we would be captivated by your beauty. Each day we would long for our relationship with you. And that as we wait here for your return, Lord, we would be preparing ourselves. We would be battling our flesh. And each day we will be bowing to you. Lord, we humbly wait for your return. I ask all this in your glorious and precious name.